Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, thank you for listening and watching the Ultra Perform Show, the show about performing your best in business and life. Today I have a very special guest, Jared Anderson, right?
That's right.
Jared Anderson. I tend to mutilate people's last name a lot.
Anderson's an easy one.
I know. I was like, I sometimes do it on purpose because it catches people's attention, but it's hard to do that one.
We could figure something out, you know? We can mutilate them.
Anderson?
Andreessen.
There we go. So, Jared's one of my clients. We're doing a flyer distribution program, and he's been very patient with that. Thank you very much. I'll say that on air. Because my father passed, and I've been dealing with that, but he's a very gracious guest, and we're very excited to have him on here because he has a really unique way of seeing and talking about mortgages that I have no idea what he's going to be like. Because I've met mortgage people before, and they're not even speaking anywhere like how Jared is talking about it. So he's going to share his unique perspective on it. And pretty much what kind of difference is going to make for you.
Totally. Right? Yep.
Like the comedian I have coming on today, he filled out that form right, last night. He's a last minute thing, so I did stand up on Wednesday.
Sure.
And he talked about personal growth and development from doing comedy. I'm like, where are these people coming from? That's awesome. Great. I had no idea.
Well, that immediately makes me curious. What about in your life, are you into personal growth and development?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I'm imagining you're, like, putting off that vibe.
Yeah,
All of a sudden, the people are showing up.
People are showing up.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, now I can really focus, unfortunately.
Yeah.
My father isn't around.
Sorry.
I can really focus on what I'm creating now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather he was still around, you know.
Of course. I mean, I don't know what that's like, but I imagine that's a major, major disruption is a little bit disrespectful. I don't mean it that way, but I can just totally understand how your dad dies, man. That's a big deal.
Well, we're not going to talk about this.
While
going through the experience, it was like a constant paradigm shift, realignment of things.
Yeah.
And that's why I've lost some friends because I kind of see what's actually important. I mean, money's important, but all the other shit is a lot more important.
Totally.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So, Jared, tell us a little bit about your past, your background. You mentioned a little bit on it, but we'd like to hear it from you.
I've always been really a people person. I care about humans and, in particular, transformation. Like, what does it take for people to transform? I got my master's degree in consciousness and transformative studies. And then right after I dove into the coaching world, and I still am a coach and I love it, but I also have really been passionate about real estate. I'm like, I'm so interested in real estate as my own retirement vehicle. And so a few years ago, I got it more interested and involved in real estate. And so what I've done is I've really created breakthroughs in, like, let's incorporate a lot of my coaching stuff, the way that I coach people, into real estate. And so I'm a loan officer and I help people with their mortgages, and I get to incorporate a lot of the principles that I talk to people about from the coaching world. So I just get really passionate about really, like, serving people. How can I help you? How can I help people with the biggest transaction most likely that they're going to make in their life?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part of me that I really enjoy, is helping people with this very large, complicated process.
Interesting. It is complicated. Why is it so complicated? See, that might be part of the thing I jumped into.
Sure.
Because I've filled out those papers for an hour or
so
or more.
Yep.
And it's like, lead, this, it's so much, many things, you know, lead disclosure is what I mean.
I totally get it.
Oh, and there's a few forms for that. I don't remember, it's been a while, because you just kind of like, you just start signing and you don't know, you know, who knows? By the way, you don't own your house anymore, you know?
right, yeah.
That's why there's a trust issue. Like, when I showed up to do my mortgage, it was from a friend, and actually I did a second mortgage and there was a balloon payment that she never mentioned.
Those are important.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell is this? Which I paid it before the time, right? I was doing really good at that time. like I've hit sales of 50,000 a month, and it actually, I became a better person. It accentuates who you are.
Sure.
Right? I was nicer, but I was able to do that, and it made a big difference. But
you asked why
the trust? Yeah,
yeah.
Why the
why is there so much red
complicated?
Tape?
Yeah. No, I'm gonna let you answer that.
Yeah.
I'm going to step away while you answer.
Okay.
Because I just noticed one of the phones are going to die. And if
Got
I don't
it.
Take care of it,
oh,
it's
yeah.
going to die. So I'm going to do something you're not supposed to do and walk away, but he has a question to answer.
So
I'll be right back.
People get frustrated with red tape. I totally get it. It's hard to deal with signing all these papers and like why we have to, why there's so much to, so many hurdles to jump through. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have put in a lot of Congress put in a lot of legislation after the 08 housing crisis. And there was a lot of predatory lending principles that happened during the 08 crisis where a ton of people lost a massive amount of money during that time. And so Congress, again, enacted a lot of legislation. And that's the short answer of why there's so much red tape to get through, besides the fact that it's the largest purchase that is potential for a lot of corruption. Corruption is another word for people stealing from you, potential like thieves to come in and make all kinds of like nefarious types of transactions. I once heard a perfect summation of red tape or bureaucracy. And the person said, bureaucracy is an excellent substitution for corruption. And that's what a lot of bureaucracy is here to. We're there. We got it.
Yeah.
Cool. So there's a lot of bureaucracy and red tape that are put in so that corruption is diminished. Now it can go too far. I'm not trying to say that it's not, but so the short answer is it happens because there's a lot of room for corruption. There's a lot of room for potential thieves and that type of like really nefarious
sure,
practice.
Sure, so they do a background check and
all that.
Other things, yeah.
But in particular for lending, there was a ton of lenders who were really predatory.
Mm-hmm.
How do I go in and take advantage of elderly people who are unsure of this? How do I take advantage of unsuspecting
mm-hmm.
lenders? How do I, like the balloon payment, how do I slip stuff in? How do I basically do like stated income? You're like, oh yeah, you you work, you know, wherever,
yeah,
and
yeah,
you make
back in the day,
$1 million.
Credit, yeah.
That kind of stuff is why we have to go through a lot of these hoops. And so, my job is to help people get through that. And I'm just happy enough to work for the company that I do that has a really phenomenal team. And
what's the company?
North Point Bank.
I knew that, but I forgot to tell you, I'll ask you questions and the answer so that people out there, because they don't know,
right? Right.
You, like, you might send your, you should know this.
Sure.
Like, well, they don't.
Sure.
You know, so I'll ask you questions like that. But also, if you guys have any questions, go ahead and post in the comments on Facebook if you'd like, or you could call in too.
Oh, we got call in.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Call in 646-787-8560. That's 646. 787-8560. It's because people rarely call in.
Got it.
That's what you'll hear about. Usually it's comments.
How do we call in if the phone?
It's on here.
Ah, I see.
I'm set up.
Man. Makes sense.
I got the little thing here. We'll hear them on here, and they'll start talking.
Cool. Okay.
If all works, and then we have a high speed connection here. Sweet. Google Fiber, much better than Comcast.
Yeah.
Cheaper and better and faster.
I see. Yeah.
I'm so happy when they put it in. It's like $70 for a terabyte of speed. Terabyte and unlimited.
Yeah,
Comcast
wow.
charges you if you go over whatever certain amount now.
$10 wow.
every 100 megs or something. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's pretty ridiculous. But anyway, how can you add consciousness and your passion to mortgages? Because like I've met people with mortgages. We talked about some different tactics people
sure.
use, right? And it changes them. They become a number person, and they look at things. They don't see the compassion. I also saw that in the health industry, too.
Yeah.
Like medical field
mm-hmm.
with all the stuff with my father. People start becoming numb to humanity and life, but how can you add consciousness to mortgages? I mean, come on.
Well,
I forgot to tell you, I'd be like a little sarcastic.
You should.
Like that.
I like it.
Good.
I think the real answer is how can you not? And what I mean by that is I don't know any other way to do it. Where if it's all about money, that is a very vapid relationship with your profession. And you hear so many people who say, I go to work and the only thing I'm getting is a paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I can't do that, and I won't do that.
I can't do it either.
I have to develop relationships with the people that I'm working with, the people that I'm serving, my clients. And so...
Well, you could do it.
I could, but I'm just not going to.
What would happen? You'd lose yourself in it. Like, that's what we talked about earlier.
Look, money is great. I like money. I'm in business, and the major piece of the reason I'm in business is for money. But I've had jobs where that's all that I'm getting is just money, and I refuse to do that. And I think that as people, we have a deep drive and a deep need to feel connected, to feel like we're actually serving a deeper purpose. And so helping people with a major, not only just a major transaction, but helping them navigate, like, houses are more than houses. I mean, people really invest and imbue their families, their everything into the, to this world. And so, you know, a really strong realtor could help someone find it, but they need someone that can help them navigate the world of how to get that funded. And it's more than that. I mean, like, holy cow, right now, if you haven't been paying attention, the Utah market is bonkers.
Yeah, my house value is...
Yes. I lived in the San Francisco Bay Area for 7 years, and when I first got there, I was like, this is insanity. It can't get any higher. It's crazy. And then it doubled.
Yeah.
So it's 7 years.
Yeah.
That's what's happening in Utah.
So for a few years, my friends go, oh, it's an old house.
Yeah.
A couple of them still do that, but I tell them to shut up.
Sure.
And then the time passed, and they're like, wow. How'd you get a house downtown?
Yeah.
New for it. It's funny how the perspective can change, right? I'm like, wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
Where I was like you have an old house, me, to you have a house downtown.
Right,
that's
right,
awesome,
right.
Right?
Yeah. Sure.
I try to tell everyone, but.
It's funny, downtown is, it was the place to be, but it feels like Lehigh, you know, Silicon Slopes is turning into like the center of Utah, which actually leads to another point of what is this inflation of the market? Why is this happening? And it's happening because the market fundamentals are telling us it's going to continue. The 08 bubble, people, I've heard a fair amount of people say, we're going to wait to buy because we're in a bubble. I would, I would actually encourage someone to take a look. I don't think that's the case. A bubble denotes and connotes inflationary market functions that aren't backed by market principles. Right now, we have an emergency level of inventory of homes in the market right now. We are extremely under inventory in terms of housing. We have an influx into the Utah market of other people that are coming in from California and the like, other places. And we have some industries that are exploding, such as like the computer industry and technology industry. Like right now, we call it Silicon Slopes. But there is a ton of more industries moving into Utah. So Utah market's really hot. It's not, I don't think, going to change. Nobody actually knows. I don't know. But the market fundamentals do seem pretty solid, like it's going to continue to inflate.
Well, people are, what I've heard from real estate agents, people are running away from California. They're like, everything that's happened there.
Yeah.
They're like, the pricing. Yeah. You know how ridiculous the prices are. Like Kaiser, my intern, just walked in. That's why I had to disappear again for a second. He came from New York, right? And California, and he's like, we went out to Lake Effect, my favorite place, by the way. A little name drop, Lake Effect. And they, we got the bill, $28. He's like, it's so cheap.
I know. Yeah.
He paid extra. My bill was $8. He paid $20. I was like, he's like, psh,
Yeah.
What is this, right? I noticed that. Thanks. I noticed that.
Totally.
But he's like, it'd be double. And
yeah.
We didn't have anything. I had two coffees and I think one glass of wine and you had one thing and that was it.
Yeah.
But yeah. And I forget that until I travel or you go to Vegas and it's, you know, you're at a club and it's $22.
Sure.
Literally $22. I'm like, what?
I heard of an economist who said in 10 years, the median home price in Salt Lake County is going to be $1 million. Now, we'll see. We don't know, but this economist was a pretty strong economist. I think I think that there's a lot of indications that it's just going to continue. And so people are like, how do I get into the market? I think it's a big deal to get in, to help people get in. And so, you know, part of the way I can help people is to like show them other ways of, we have some really interesting products that we offer. Like 90, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you wanted to talk about that.
Well, there's just...
You said, like, you have unique loans. I mean, how unique can a loan be?
Well, so the vast majority of loans are the big three, I call them, which is your conventional loans. That means they're conforming loans to Fannie and Freddie. The government loans are the FHA loans. And then your VA loans.
Well, who's Fannie and Freddie?
Fannie and Freddie are...
I know who Fannie and Freddie is.
It's my buddy. You know, Fannie.
Oh, yeah.
Fannie Mae. They are the governing bodies that help to legislate all of the lending principles in terms of real estate.
And they're like the major mortgage players, right? They have all the money, basically, that they lend out to the mortgage companies.
Yeah, so back, I think it was 100-plus years ago, it was how do we up – I don't need to get into the history. They're the ones that help with all the lending. So they set a lot of policy and principles for the real estate market. So those are the big three, the conventional FHA and VA loans. The vast majority of loan officers only deal with those three because those are the majority of loans. But we have some really cool loans that we can offer. So one, lending on land. So many people do not lend on land. It's very few lenders that lend on land.
We have straight land.
Straight land.
No house on it,
just land.
Property, okay.
So a lot of people are looking for to buy and purchase land. We can lend on that. That's a big one. The really cool feature of lending on land is a lot of times, if they do lend, they'll only lend up to half, and they'll give you a must build by clause. Like, we'll sell you this, we'll lend on this land, but you have to build in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We can lend up to 80%, and we have no must build by clause. Mm-hmm. So that's a big deal in terms of lending on land.
So you could sit on the property like people do for 20 years.
Well, you can have a vacation spot. So we can lend to you like a place in southern Utah that you want to have for your camping spot or whatever that might be.
Southern Utah is booming.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. Yeah.
You can lend anywhere in the state?
I can lend anywhere in the state. I can lend anywhere in the country. Mm. Not everywhere on land. There's a state restriction. But I am a 50-state lender, so I can lend anywhere.
Nice. And that's not everyone can do that. I know that.
Yeah.
Like my friends I was telling you about earlier, they can only do it in California.
Yeah, yeah. So we're a 50-state lender. We lend on land. The other is, especially for the real estate investors, which my crowd, I love the real estate investing. We've got this really cool loan where we can get you qualified based off of rental income instead of your income. So in lieu of your income, we can supplement that with your rental income. By the way, every single loan I'm talking about obviously is subject to approval. That's important to mention. So if you have any questions, reach out to me and we can talk about, you know, how to get you approved. But basing a loan based off of just rent instead of income to meet your debt-to-income ratio, that's a really big feature that's huge for a lot of investors.
Mm.
There's this other really cool loan.
Interesting.
Yeah. Other cool loans.
He was like, I got to talk about these loans. He was so excited. Lucky, he really is excited. It's funny. I've never heard someone so excited about loans.
So there's another loan we've got for doctors. So if you're just graduating medical school and you're an MD or a DDS, there's a few of those grad school level doctors. We can gift you a loan that it's 100% loan to value, meaning you don't have a down payment, and there's no mortgage insurance on that loan. And we don't take your school loans into consideration on your debt to income.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that. You're just graduating from school, and you're like, "How? I can't get into a house. not taking, doing a down payment, lending you 100%, and not taking into consideration your school debt for doctors, which is pretty substantial. And we can most likely get you qualified. There's a few stipulations. Again, reach out to me. That's another really cool loan we have.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So the pressure or the weight of the student loan doesn't affect your credit to get a loan. You guys don't consider it that way.
So you have in order to get a loan,
because it'll weight down your credit, won't it?
It's your debt to income ratio.
Yeah, yeah.
There's three big features.
Yeah, I'm just calling it weight down.
You're good. It makes sense.
In terms, but yeah,
sure.
It does weight down your credit.
Yeah. So we don't take that into consideration, which is a big deal against your debt to income, especially for people with these really large school debts. So that's cool. That's the reason I work at North Point.
I got a referral for you.
Okay.
So remind me of that.
There's a few other loans. Like the point that I'm making about what I have to offer is this is another way that I can serve my clients. I'm not coming in saying I can give you one of three loans. Are you a veteran for a VA loan? Do you fit into the conforming or conventional loans or FHA? That's it. I have a lot more wiggle room that I can work with people and really help to serve people in whatever they have. So, and like we've established, that's the whole point in what I'm here to do.
And that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What have you seen like the impact is when someone gets a house who hasn't had one, like they were living in an apartment?
Instant happiness, full enlightenment.
Happiness.
They become richer and more famous.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Go get a house now.
Yeah.
You're depressed. That sounds like a you know, a shopper that goes out to shop to get happy. What's that called?
I don't know.
Go buy a house. You'll feel better.
If you can. You know, it's not for everyone. It's not. You can do it. It's a very good investment. I remember when I bought a house, it really was pretty phenomenal. Just I was 24, so I bought it pretty early. And I'm like, dang, I own this. I own this puppy. But more than that feeling, what I've noticed is having a house since 2004.
Mm-hmm.
I had it through the Great Recession. I had it through terrible renters. I've had it through a lot of pretty tough waters to navigate, and it's still been the best investment that I've personally had. So if it's possible, I think it's a phenomenal income investment for most people, as well as a place that you can really feel at home. I know it's silly, but it is your home. You can root, you can ground, you can kind of imbue your vibe into that space. And so do it. Get a house if you want.
Cool,
yeah,
I lived in a townhome before I got this, and I could have bought the townhome, but I didn't like how conforming it was because I was in a gated community.
Right.
It was a nice place.
It was.
Sometimes I miss it. I didn't have to do any work to it.
Yeah.
Here I had to do everything, you know. It was pink. It was pink, TJ. The whole house was pink. My next guest is like, the pink house? I'm like, it's not pink anymore. I painted it taupe. It's cream taupe.
He walked in and I was like, how do I get fun here? That's a lot of pressure on me.
But so I had to do all the work, everything, green carpet, the works. But,
yeah. We've got a loan to help people with. We've got a loan. We can loan up to 110% of LTV.
LTV.
Loan to value. Thank you. We have a loan that can
you
help.
You gotta catch these mortgages.
But we can help people that are wanting to do some rehab and some renovations before they move in.
So it's loan to value. But what does that mean,
So your loan, your house is worth a certain amount.
The house is $400,000.
House is $400,000, and your mortgage on the house is $300,000. You have a 75% loan to value.
Because
you put down 100, so your house is worth 400. You owe 300, so it's 75% loan to value on that home.
And then you give them a loan to
so
do remodeling.
Yeah. So if someone's coming in and they are wanting to do some renovations, we have a rehab loan that we can help people basically with some renovation features before they move into.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got some cool stuff. I love what I do. I love what you're doing in terms of marketing and helping people with business and having people find each other. I mean, it's so crazy how fast we're changing. Like, and how much there is that's changing. I get.
In the past month, people are different.
It's nuts.
You've seen that? Like,
yeah.
Trump left office. I'm not sitting here, no Trump, love Trump, hate Trump, nothing like that.
Yeah.
Since Trump left office, I've seen a definitely clear spike with people's self-expression.
Yeah.
It's a clear spike.
Yeah. It's a crazy time to be alive.
So tell us how people can get a hold of you if they want to, and what you'll do for them if they do call you.
I will help
you
out.
Or anything. Message them on Facebook, right?
The best way to get a hold of me is just to email me, jared.anderson@northpoint.com. jared.anderson@northpoint. And there's an E at the end of North Point.
And I'll post that.
Yeah. So that's the best way. Email me. I wonder if I should give out my number on this. Should I? Yes. No. Maybe.
Want people to call
We'll post it. Yeah. Let's post it. But
do you want people to call you?
Yeah. Give me a call.
But they have to. They need your number. Your business number. Your business line.
It's 801. What is it? I always forget my Google number.
Oh, is that why?
That's why. I'll just give out my other number. It's fine. 510-693-3203. Call me up. And I turn people away all the time because it doesn't make sense for them to, like, refi their house. I'm not here to just get the commission. I'm here to really serve.
Yeah, we talked that a little bit, how people will – have you experienced – we'll turn around just for a second, a few more minutes.
Yeah.
Have you experienced people, like, lying about mortgage rates and then they change the price later and stuff like that? Do you do that? Obviously, not going to say you do, but
I,
do you see that in the industry ever? And then when they actually get closer, they're like, actually, it's this much.
There's some fairly strict guidelines. I have to send out disclosures. And there are tolerances. I can't tell you, hey, you're going to get this rate at this price and then jack it up on you later at closing. That's actually illegal, and that's one of the good things that Fannie and Freddie are doing in terms of not allowing that.
Yeah.
What people can do is say to you, you're going to get a great rate, and then they kind of reel you in, and then once you get the disclosure, you're like, wait, you said I was going to get this, and now I've gotten this. So people can definitely kind of – they can speak a big game and then not really deliver. One thing that I am confident enough in the way we operate and in our fees and our pricing and all that kind of stuff that I will often tell people, go get a second opinion. That's totally fine and you absolutely should. I'm happy to give people second opinions. There's no reason why you shouldn't, create a little competition. Like, I'm happy to compete with other people. So that's a good way to keep people honest. But in terms of people being really predatory, that has thankfully lessened, but there are still a lot of people out there that are really aggressive. Once that there's problems with the loan, they're just like, screw it. And they leave.
We can talk faster.
I really try my hardest to get people past the finish line, to help them over and really make it work for everybody. That's what I'm in business for.
That's good. So people will abandon the loan? I didn't know they do that.
Well, they can if they can't, like, get to it, if it's just too difficult, especially in our market right now where it's like loans are falling out of the sky.
Yeah.
They're like, why would I work on this really tough loan when I can just go do three others?
Oh, okay.
You know, and
so normal human behavior.
Yeah.
What brings up one more question? What was it? Oh, how long does it take to process a loan on average?
Great question. 30 days about to close for a purchase. And right now, refis are insane. And we were about 60 days on a refi, but we've gotten – our underwriting department has done an amazing job, and they've gotten that down to about 30 as well. So around 30, yeah.
I heard it was a long time for refis.
Lands a little longer. Lands usually about 45 because appraisers are – they don't want to go appraise land, and that's a whole secondary conversation that I'm happy to have with people if they give me a call.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for being on the show, Jared. Thank you guys for watching and listening to the Alta Perform Show. We're going to start up again in about 5 minutes with TJ. He's going to talk about the hilarity show, right?
I warmed up the crowd for
hilarity show. There you go. And we're going to be funny, and it's going to be rated R, so keep that in mind if you want to watch it or not. Meaning we're going to use words that we're not using on this show. That's all. No nudity.
Adam, I appreciate it.
All right. See you guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for being on.
That's fine.
And we're still on air here, so you know, if you're going to say anything, you can say something. But thank you guys for listening.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Adam.